This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, October 20th, 2015. I'm Caleb Brown. Jeb Bush has a plan for replacing Obamacare, but many of its elements hinge upon the same tax credit plans of other Republican candidates. Therefore, says Cato's Michael Cannon, it too qualifies as Obamacare Lite.
Well, like every Republican candidate, Jeb Bush has said that he's going to repeal Obamacare and then he's going to replace it with free market reforms. The problem is that like Marco Rubio, like Scott Walker, who has now dropped out of the race, Jeb Bush's replace plan emulates an awful lot of Obamacare so much that I think we can call it Obamacare Lite. The centerpiece of the Rubio plan and the Bush plan is a health insurance tax credit. We're going to repeal Obamacare and then we're going to provide these refundable health insurance tax credits. Jeb Bush says if you don't get insurance through an employer, you're going to get a refundable tax credit that helps you purchase insurance. This bears a lot of similarities to Obamacare. Obamacare has refundable tax credits for people who don't get health insurance through an employer. Obamacare has an individual mandate that basically says if you buy a health insurance plan that was designed by the government, then you pay less money to the government. If you don't buy that plan, you have to pay a penalty. You pay more. That's exactly how Jeb Bush's health insurance tax credit works. The amount of the credit is effectively a penalty. So if you buy the required insurance, you pay less to the government. If you don't buy the required insurance, you pay more to the government. And the necessity of defining what that required insurance is under the Jeb Bush plan gives the government as much control over your health insurance as Obamacare's individual mandate does. And so, and you know, one final similarity is that whereas Obamacare paid for its health insurance tax credits, I should also mention that the refundable part of the health insurance tax credit is just government spending. Under Obamacare, that's 80% of the money involved. We don't know how much it is under the Bush plan. But Obamacare paid for that spending by cutting Medicare. Jeb Bush plans to pay for his new entitlement program by cutting Medicaid. So that's another similarity that you've got between Obamacare and the Jeb Bush plan. So I think it's fairly described as Obamacare Lite. And while Jeb Bush does make a couple of proposals that would improve health savings accounts, increasing the contribution limits, he doesn't really address the problem posed by the central problem posed by tax policy for healthcare, which is that this huge tax preference for employer-sponsored insurance gives employers control over $12,000 of their workers' earnings. What a well-designed tax policy would do, would or healthcare reform plan would do, would be to get that $12,000 out of the employer's hands and put it in the worker's hands and then let them choose employer-sponsored health insurance, individual market health insurance, out-of-pocket payment, or health savings without any distortions of their decisions. The Jeb Bush plan, even though it does some nice things with health savings accounts, principally increase the contribution limits and then let people purchase health insurance. I believe it lets people purchase health insurance tax-free with those dollars. It doesn't try to use them as a vehicle to get that $12,000 in the workers' hands, which if Congress were to do that, if a Republican presidential candidate were to propose that idea, it would amount to a tax cut that is equal in size to all of the Reagan and Bush tax cuts combined. We're talking $9 trillion over the next 10 years. And that is a tax cut that is nine times as large as repealing Obamacare. So if you really want to be the candidate of free markets and healthcare, if you really want to be the candidate who is going to repeal Obamacare and replace it with an actual alternative, that's the route you want to take.
You mentioned health savings account. What of his attempt to shift presumably young, healthy people to catastrophic coverage plans?
I think it's I generally think that if the government weren't so involved in healthcare as it is right now, more people would purchase catastrophic insurance. Not everybody wants that, though. And so I think it's a mistake for free market advocates to say, everybody, you should have catastrophic health insurance. Because if they do that, then they're doing the same thing that the left is doing, which is saying the government should design your health insurance plan. The government knows best. Some people like catastrophic insurance. Some people like comprehensive insurance. We should let people make those decisions for themselves. And pay for the cost of the health plans that they prefer.
Jeb Bush says he has a transition plan for the 17 million people currently taking advantage of terms of the Obamacare health care plan. So what is that plan?
Basically, what you need for the people who are in Obamacare exchanges right now and who would lose that coverage if you repeal Obamacare is you would need to have some, just as a political matter, you would need to have some form of high-risk pool for the people with very high-cost conditions who would not be able to afford insurance at actuarially fair rates. And so that would be, I mean, you could actually keep part of Obamacare that creates that sort of high-risk pool. You could offer presumptive eligibility to anyone who is enrolled in an exchange. The healthy people would be able to go out and get health insurance at a lower cost, so they wouldn't need that high-risk pool. But the very sick people in the exchanges would be able to avail themselves of that, and you would therefore provide a safety net for them and ease the transition to a system that provides more secure coverage than Obamacare does. If you've been paying attention, you've been noticing that Obamacare does not let you keep your health plan. It does not provide secure coverage. If you enrolled in one of the co-ops, the co-op plans that Obamacare created in many states, I think the count is now up to 8 that have failed. Hundreds of thousands of people have been thrown out of their plans because Obamacare decided to give all sorts of money to people who didn't know how to run a health insurance plan. So now people are losing their plans again. There are at least that many co-ops that are in financial trouble and may yet fail. There are people who are losing their plans and losing access to their doctors because of other provisions of Obamacare. There are people in Medicaid expansion states who lost their coverage when their state expanded Medicaid because they were kicked out of their exchange plans and put into Medicaid. And now once they're in Medicaid, if their income goes up, they lose their coverage again and lose access to their doctor. This is not a plan for providing people with secure health insurance and secure access to health care.
Michael Cannon directs the Cato Institute's Health Policy Studies. Read more of his work at cato.org.